fixed in their eyes. They don't understand what is haq.
The guy became 60, 70, 80, 90 years of age, but
logically, theoretically, you know, the guy is just like a kid, immature, not grown child.
Why do we find a child, you know, a 15-year-old child has more basirat and wa'i and understanding and ma'rifat and shanakht of Islam than so many elderly people in some other countries? Why? We should think about that.
You know, we should think about that.
Islam is the deen of ma'rifat. Imam Ali has already said, you know, لا يقبل الله عملا إلا بمعرفة.
You need to have the ma'rifat and wa'i about the religion.
So the problem with the people is that they don't have the ma'rifat of haq itself. And then they end up saying, everybody's okay. Even the Ahlul Batil, they mix them with Ahlul Haq and keep on considering the Ahlul Batil to be okay in their whole life. Because they never ended up understanding, you know, what is, you know, haq and what is batil. Look at what Imam Sadiq alayhi salam had been emphasizing in his hadith. Tafaqqahu wa illa fa antum a'rab.
You know, have tafaqqah fi deen. Tafaqqah fi deen means in depth, al-fahmul amiq. Fiqh, word fiqh in Arabic means al-fahmul amiq, in depth understanding.
Imam Sadiq alayhi salam is saying tafaqqahu.
Have in-depth understanding of the religion. Otherwise you are Bedouins, Badawi, desert dweller, dwelling people. There's no difference between you and the desert dwelling people.
Jahil, Juhal, in other words. So lots of people are Juhal. They may be wearing, you know, very nice dresses, but because they don't have Ma'rifat, they are Juhal. They don't have the Ma'rifat of Haq, reach the age of 80, but is Jahil, because zero ma'rifat of haq and batil. So tara a'yunahum, you see, Prophet is going to see their eyes. Prophet sees all the realities.
Wa qul i'malu fa sayara Allahu amalakum wa rasuluhu wal mu'minun.
Quran has said, say, do. That means do your action, do whatever you want to do. Do, in other words, I mean i'malu, do. That's what I meant to say. فَسَيَرَ اللَّهُ عَمَلَكُمْ. Soon Allah is going to see your action. رَسُولُهُ and His Messenger. وَالْمُؤْمِنُونَ and the mu'mineen. We don't see the actions of the people. Somebody did a good deed, somebody did a bad deed yesterday in his house. I don't know.
You don't know. Somebody has done a good deed inside the house or somewhere in you know, next door or even next room of our house. What to talk of what is going on in the whole city? What to talk of what's going on in the whole country? What to talk of what's going on in the whole world? What to talk of what's going on in the whole universe?
What the angels are doing? What in the samawat sab', every sama, every layer, every heaven has dwellers. Ahlus sama, there are people who are residing in that heaven. We don't know what they are doing.
We don't even know what's going on, what amal is performed by the person who is living in the next room of our house.
This is how we are. So we are not part of the word al-mu'minun in the ayat of Quran.
We are certainly not part of it. Because if we were part of that word al-mu'minun, we would have been seeing
what the people, we would have been shahid and gawah and witness over the amal and actions of the humans. Whereas we are not the witness. Please say salawat, and if you can please come a little bit forward, that will help those mu'mineen who are joining us. So, وَقُلْ اِعْمَلُوا فَسَيَرَ اللَّهُ عَلَكُمْ رَسُولُهُ وَالْمُؤْمِنُونَ. So Allah is going to soon, Allah is going to see your action. وَرَسُولُهُ and His Messenger. وَالْمُؤْمِنُونَ and the believers. So we are not part of the word al-mu'minun. We don't see the actions of the people. We don't have access. We don't have that knowledge. We don't have ihata.
We are not muhit. We do not engulf
the amal of the person who is sitting next door. What to talk of amal of all the people. So we find abundant ahadith, you know, Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam doing the tafsir of this ayat, saying that basically, the, you know, the mu'minun are us. We are the mu'minun. So it's the Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam who are watching all the actions. فَكَيْفَ إِذَا جِئْنَا مِنْ كُلِّ أُمَّةٍ بِشَهِيدٍ وَجِئْنَا بِكَ عَلَى هَؤُلَاءِ شَهِيدًا. So our Imams, Ayatullah al-Uzma, Sayyid Hashim al-Bahrani, one of our very great mujtahideen and muhaddithin, from Bahrain, among the original natives of the country Bahrain. The original natives are called Bahraniyin. So Ayatullah al-Uzma, Sayyid Hashim al-Bahrani, abundant books have been written by this great scholar of ours. You know, he has tafsir, he has books on aqa'id, some books on aqa'id and some books on hadith, and he's a great personality of our glorious history. In one of his books, he doing the tafsir of this ayat, he has mentioned that the Holy Prophet is the shahid. All the ummats are divided into 12, and each of our 12 imams is a shahid and witness over those ummats, and our Holy Prophet is a shahid and witness over the 12 imams. This is the tafsir of the ayat which I recited to you. So basically, the Prophet and Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam are the shuhada, are the shahid. Those are jahil people, ignorant people who call the Holy Prophet to be dead, when the Quran is calling him to be shaheed. When Prophet is the shahid and witness over all the actions, you cannot be dead to see the actions. You have to be alive to see the actions. So those people who call the Holy Prophet to be dead have nothing to do with Quran. They did not understand the Holy Quran. They don't understand the concept of Risalat and did not understand the concept of Tawheed, because the Messenger is the one who is the most perfect reflection. The Holy Prophet is the most perfect reflection and representative of the most perfect reflection and representative of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So they are witnessing our actions. Whatever we do, they know it. They know it before we do. They know it before we are created. They know everything before it happens. They know everything before the things were created, because they were the ones who were created before everything. Everything was created in front of them. They even know where, from where your peanut and soil was taken at the time of your birth. Whether your soil was taken from a barren land at the time of creation, or your soil was taken from a fertile land. So you would end up listening to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They know all that right from the very first day of the creation. So this kind of ear, you know, in Farsi, like they say, gushe haywani. This is the animalistic ear. Because this is what this ear, this physical ear, we share with the animals. Even the animals have this ear. They can listen to the voices with this physical ear. This ear does not make me a human being. If I have this kind of physical ear only, it's not a sign that I'm a human being. Because the animals also have ears. Isn't that right? So the physical ear is not the alamat of an insan. The insaniyat of an insan, the humanity of a human being, depends whether he is empowered to have the ear and sama'at of his qalb or not. This is the alamat of the insaniyat of an insan. So look at what the Holy Quran has already informed us. So وَلَقَدْ ذَرَأْنَا لِجَهَنَّمَ كَثِيرًا مِنَ الْجِنِّ وَالْإِنسِ. We have certainly created a lot of jinns and humans for the hell, for Jahannam. وَلَقَدْ ذَرَأْنَا. Certainly we have created لِجَهَنَّمَ, for the sake of the heaven, for the sake of the hell, for the sake of Jahannam, كَثِيرًا مِنَ الْجِنِّ وَالْإِنسِ, a lot of jinns and humans. And then Quran itself gives what these type of humans, what are their signs, how to recognize who belongs to Jahannam. Here are the signs. لَهُمْ قُلُوبٌ لَا يَفْقَهُونَ بِهَا. They have souls with which they don't think. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us the mind, aql, comprehension, understanding power. We don't use it. We don't understand. وَلَهُمْ أَعْيُنٌ لَا يُبْصِرُونَ بِهَا. And they have eyes with which they don't see. وَلَهُمْ آذَانٌ لَا يَسْمَعُونَ بِهَا. And they have ears with which they don't listen. Well, all the kafir people and munafiq people are also listening. They're not deaf. But Quran is still calling, saying,
that they have ears but they don't listen. Isn't that right? So what they are listening to what they want to listen, but they are not listening to what Allah wants them to listen. They are seeing what they want to see, but they are not seeing what Allah wants them to see. They are thinking and comprehending what they want to think, but they are not thinking on the lines how Allah wants you to think on those lines and understand those things. So when somebody has this type of behavior towards the ayat of Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is also adil and just. These type of people who were blind and deaf and dumb towards the ayat and signs of Allah with their free wills will be resurrected on the day of judgment, deaf and dumb and blind. And then when they would be resurrected on the day of judgment, they would say to Allah, Rabbi, لِمَا حَشَرْتَنِي أَعْمَى وَقَدْ كُنْتُ بَصِيرًا. Oh my Lord, why did you resurrect me a blind person, whereas I used to be a person having the eyesight? That means, in other words, back then in the life of dunya, I had eyes, I could see. Right now I couldn't see. So it will be replied back to him, كَذَلِكَ أَتَتْكَ آيَاتُنَا. Similarly, our signs used to come to you. فَنَسِيتَهَا. But you forgot them. وَكَذَلِكَ الْيَوْمَ تُنْسَى. And similarly, you will be forgotten. The way you forgot our signs, our ayat, back then in the life of dunya, so many ulama came, told you the haqq, and the difference between haqq and batil. So many books, websites, maraji, you know, leadership, samahatul wali al-faqih, hafadahullah. All those great hujjats of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala were there to differentiate between haqq and batil, and ahlul haqq and ahlul batil. But we don't care. If we don't care, if somebody does not care, then basically the ayat of Allah are being ignored. وَلَقَدْ ذَرَعْنَا لِجَهَنَّمَ كَثِيرًا مِنَ الْجِنِّ وَالْإِنسِ لَهُمْ قُلُوبٌ لَا يَفْقَهُونَ بِهَا. A person ends up becoming a living dead. So Allah says to His Holy Messenger that مَا أَنْتَ بِمُسْمِعٍ مَّنْ فِي الْقُبُورِ. You are not the one who can make a person who is in the grave, those who are in the grave, you cannot make them listen. Remember what the Holy Prophet has said in his hadith, that اِقْرَأُوا الْقُرْآنِ وَلَا تَتَّخِذُوا بُيُوتَكُمْ قُبُورًا كَمَا اتَّخَذَتِ الْيَهُودُ وَالنَّصَارَى. Recite the Qur'an. And don't make your houses to be your graves, the way Yahud Nasara have already done. So some people are considered to be living deads in the dictionary of the Holy Prophet. Their houses are actually their own graves, where the soul of the person is already dead. He's a dead person, he's a living dead inside his house, and this house is serving as a grave. Actually worse than the grave. Let me say that. Worse than the grave, because those who are in the graves can listen. When the Holy Prophet, after the Ma'rakatul Uhud, after the battle of Uhud, Prophet stood next to the graves of the Shuhada and was talking to the Shuhada. And one of the Ashab came and said to the Holy Prophet, Ya Rasulullah, are you talking to the dead people? Prophet said, Innahum asma' minkum. They listen more than what you listen. So that's why I said, actually, those who are in the grave are actually better off, because they listen more than some of the humans who are on the face of earth. Those people who are in the grave, they listen to every good thing, because now they are transferred into Alamul Malakut. They are no longer in this world of matter where we have ikhtiyar and free will to choose the right from the wrong. So because of this little bit freedom given to us, some people became arrogant. So the people in the graves are better off than us, because they listen to the Prophet. Prophet used to talk to the Ahlul Qubur, people of the graves. Imam Ali alayhi salam used to talk to the people of the graves. It was a seerat of Ahlul Bayt. They used to talk to the people of graves. And these people do listen. Remember the famous incident when Imam Ali alayhi salam was returning back from one of his travels, and when he came close to the city of Kufa, and he encountered that graveyard outside the city of Kufa, Imam Ali started talking to the graves. That's in Nahjul Balagha. And he said,
Ya Ahla Diyar Al-Muhisha Wal-Mahal Al-Mukfira Wal-Kubur Al-Muzlima. O you who live in the scary places and dark houses. In other words, Antum Lana Faratun Sabiq. You are the front going group. وَنَحْنُ لَكُمْ تَبَعُ لَاحِقُ. And we are the group which are going to, you know, come and join you, in other words. أَمَّا الدُّورِ فَقَدْ سُكِنَتْ. As far as the houses go, houses have been occupied. وَأَمَّا الْأَزْوَاجِ فَقَدْ نُكِحَتْ. As far as the wives go, wives have married some other people. Some other people have married the wives. That means your wives are no longer yours. They have been married to some other people. Your houses are no longer yours. These houses have been occupied by some other people. وَأَمَّا الْأَمْوَالِ فَقَدْ قُسِمَتْ. And as far as the money goes, your wealth, that has been distributed among some other people. Isn't that right? These are the three things why people are running after dunya, 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 dunya. Doing service of tahut. Serving the zalimeen. Ignoring the fatawa of maraje. Because of dunya, dunya, dunya. How much people are with ibadatul shaitan, ibadatul tawagheed. So, ammadur faqad sukinat. As far as the houses, they are occupied. وَأَمَّا الْأَمْوَالِ وَأَمَّا الْأَزْوَاجِ فَقَدْ نُكِحَتْ وَأَمَّا الْأَمْوَالِ فَقَدْ قُسِمَتْ. هَذَا مَا خَبَرُ. This is the news that we have about you. فَمَا خَبَرُ مَا عِنْدَكُمْ. What news do you have about us? And then, ثُمَّ إِلْتَفَتَ عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامِ إِلَىٰ أَصْحَابِهِ. Then he turned towards his companions and he said, أَمَا لَوْ أُذِنَ لَهُمْ فِي الْكَلَامِ لَأَخْبَرُوكُمْ. If these people were given the permission, that means if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given them the permission to talk, لَأَخْبَرُوكُمْ, they would have certainly informed you. أَنَّ خَيْرَ الزَّادِ التَّقْوَى. The best thing that we can carry with us is taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we find the Ahlul Prophet and Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam were such that whenever when they used to recite the ayat of Quran, they used to shed tears. This is because of the fear of Allah. Because they were not listening the ayat with their physical ears. They were listening the ayat of Allah with the ears of their qalb. This is what Allah was commanding. Which lots of people fail to understand. Because they don't have the ma'rifat. Everything gets back to the ma'rifat. 11 of the Imams have been killed because the Shias, the followers, didn't have the ma'rifat. Taghuts were ruling, Banu Umayyah and Banu Abbas were ruling, killing the Imams, and Shias were saving their life in the name of Taqiyyid. Isn't that right? Imams got killed and people got saved. People think they are saving their lives. People think Taqiyyah means saving your life. Whereas Shaheed Mutahhari rahmatullah alayh has mentioned in his book that taqiyya is actually hifzuddin, al-hifadu al-deen. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam says, at-taqiyyatu deeni wa deenu abai. Taqiyya is my religion, religion of my forefathers. All the Imams did the taqiyya, and that's why they were killed. But Islam was saved. Because they were doing taqiyya. They were protecting the religion. Whereas some of the people are in the name of taqiyya, they are allowing Islam to suffer. Now the 12th Imam is in the ghaibat. Unless the people have ma'rifat of the Imam, we will not have access to see the Imam. Because now seeing the Imam is no longer a right. It's a privilege. You have to earn your istihqaq. You have to earn yourself to become mustahab to even see the Imam. Because enough is enough. 11 of the Imams have already been, we have paid a huge price. Isn't that right? For not having the ma'rifat and allowing the Imams getting killed by the hands of taghuts. We are ready to pray and fast and go give hajj and zakat and hijab and khums. But the walayat, very, very less. When it comes to walayat, you find very, very less people are there. You know, Buniya al-Islamu ala Sahihat Zurara ibn A'yan, Buniya al-Islamu ala Khams. Islam is founded on five: ala salati, was zakati, was sawmi, was zakati, wal hadji, wal walaya. وَلَمْ يُنَادَ بِشَيْءٍ كَمَا نُودِيَ بِالْوَلَايَ فَأَخَذَ النَّاسُ بِأَرْبَعٍ.
People took the first four. It doesn't cost us no money if I pray.
Taghut is nothing, no harm for Taghut with my salat. If I fast, there is no harm for my lifestyle of this dunya. If I go for Hajj, no harm for the Taghut. Isn't that right? فَأَخَذَ النَّاسُ بِأَرْبَعٍ. Imam al-Baqir alayhi salam says in al-Kafi, فَأَخَذَ النَّاسُ بِأَرْبَعٍ.
People took the four. وَتَرَكُوا هَذِهِ يَعْنِي الْوَلَايَ. And they left the fifth one, this one, which is the walayat.
وَاللَّهِ لَا يَسْتَكْمِلُ الْأَرْبَعَ. وَاللَّهِ,
he said once, وَاللَّهِ لَا يَسْتَكْمِلُ الْأَرْبَعَ حَتَّى يَسْتَكْمِلُوهَا بِالْخَامِسَةَ. Until they can, I swear to God, they cannot perfect the first four until they perfect those first four things through the fifth one,
which is the walayat. That's what costs you to do sacrifice for the sake of Islam. If you support walayat, you have to do sacrifice. And not everybody is ready to do the sacrifice because people want to love an easy, comfortable lifestyle. They want to protect their dunya.
النَّاسُ عَبِيدُ الدُّنْيَا وَالدِّينُ لَعِقٌ عَلَىٰ أَلْسِنَتِهِمْ. People are the slaves of this, of dunya.
What Imam Hussain alayhi salam had said, وَالدِّينُ لَعِقٌ. Religion is a lip service on their tongue. وَالدِّينُ لَعِقٌ عَلَىٰ أَلْسِنَتِهِمْ يُحِيطُونَ بِهِ مَا دَرَّتْ مَعَائِشُهُمْ. They are religious as long as there is no problem coming to their lifestyle. Convenient, easy-going lifestyle, dunya is okay, they are religious. فَإِذَا مُحْحِسُوا بِالْبَلَاءِ. As soon as you find some bala arriving, some test from Allah, قَلَّتْ دَيَّانُونَ. That's where you find that the religious people are less. So if we were the religious, Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam used to listen to the ayat of Allah with the ear of their qalb.
That's why they used to cry. In the middle of the night, people were walking in front of the house of Ahlul Bayt and they were listening to the voice of crying. Buka, crying, giriya, coming from the house of Amir al-Mu'mineen, the house of Imam Hassan, the house of Imam Hussein, the house of Imam Sajjad and so forth, alayhimus salam. A voice of buka and crying coming from their house in the middle of the night.
Because they are reading ayat of Quran. إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ إِذَا ذُكِرَ اللَّهُ وَجِلَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ.
The moments are those people only that when Allah is mentioned, their qulub, their souls fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
They are the only ones who are mu'mins. When Allah is mentioned, we feel His fear. Remember that famous story when somebody was beating his slave. Prophet was passing by and this slave was begging to the master, don't beat me for the sake of Allah, don't beat me for the sake of Allah, don't beat me for the sake of Allah. The master did not care. He keep on beating his slave. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam came closer and he found, when he got closer, the slave saw him, the Holy Prophet.
And the master of the slave also saw the Holy Prophet. Now the slave said to the master, please don't beat me for the sake of Rasulullah.
And the master stopped beating. Okay, for the sake of Rasulullah, I don't beat you. When Prophet came, he said, it would have been better that you had stopped him beating for the sake of Allah. إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ إِذَا ذُكِرَ اللَّهِ وَجِلَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ. The mu'mineen are those of the people. This is not what the Prophet recited at that time. I'm not saying that. But basically, إِذَا ذُكِرَ اللَّهِ وَجِلَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ. That's the sign of a mu'min.
You know, now the Prophet is there, he's a physically present person in front of him. Allah is not physical, he's not a body, he's not physically present in front of the person. So he keeps on beating, doesn't care about Allah. Isn't that right? Now the Prophet is physically present, human being in front of him. Now he will feel embarrassed because of this physical presence of the Prophet. Maybe if the Prophet was not physically present and the slave was saying, don't beat me for the sake of Rasulullah, maybe he would have continued beating him. Isn't that right? But now the Prophet is present in front of him,
he stops beating. Because people have their vision is so limited. They don't see with the eyes of their qalb. If we have our vision empowered, when we read the Holy Quran, we would see the angels of Allah, we would see the anbiya of Allah, we would see the qasas of Quran, the stories of the past. We would see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Holy Quran. Because Imam Ali has said, تَجَلَّ لَهُمْ سُبْحَانَهُ مِنْ دُونِ أَنْ يَكُونُوا رَأَوْهُ. That's the mazmoon al-riwayah. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself became mutajalli in the Holy Quran. So those people who have the ma'rifat, when they read Quran, they see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with the eyes of their qalb. So, أَظُمَ الْخَالِقُ فِي أَنفُسِهِمْ فَصَهُرَ مَا دُونَهُ فِي أَعْيُنِهِمْ. Like Imam Ali alayhi salam has said in the khutbah of Hammam, when Hammam came and asked him to sifli al-muttaqeen, define the muttaqeen, pious people for me, and Imam Ali recited that huge, beautiful khutbah about the sifat and attributes of muttaqeen and pious. One of the sifat that Imam Ali alayhi salam mentions there is أَظُمَ الْخَالِقُ فِي أَنفُسِهِمْ فَصَغُرَ مَا دُونَهُ فِي أَعْيُنِهِمْ. Khaliq, the creator, is azim and great in their eyes, so everything else became small in their eyes. In other words, so this is the shan, that's the quality of a mu'min. That's the way the mu'min is, you know, because he has trust in Allah. You know, he has the trust in absolute quwwat and power of Allah. We read Dua Kumail, خَضَعَ لَهَا كُلُّ شَيْءٍ وَذَلَّ لَهَا كُلُّ شَيْءٍ. Isn't that right? We say to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that your quwwat and power is such that everything is khadi' and obedient in front of your power. Do we really believe? So, we find that if we had this, if the qalb of a person is, if we look with our qalb, with the eyes of our qalb, and we have the ma'rifat, then we would also be behaving like Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam did. It's narrated in the riwayat, Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam once heard this voice, Subbuhun Quddus, Rabbul Malaikata wa Ruh. But he didn't see who is saying that. He just heard the voice. He said that, repeat it once again. All of my wealth, I am ready to give all of my wealth to you if you repeat it once again. See? Because there is no attachment to wealth. Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam is ready to give his whole wealth to a person who is saying this word with that beautiful ikhlas. Subbuhun Quddus, Rabbul Malaikata wa Ruh. He is ready to give whole of his maal. That is the seerat of the Anbiya and the followers of Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam. Because Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam is also a follower of Amir al-Mu'mineen. وَإِنَّ مِنْ شِيَعَتِهِ لَإِبْرَاهِيمِ. That's one of the tafsirs, and according to one of the tafsirs of this ayat of Quran. So we find that إِذَا سَمِعُوا مَا أُنزِلَ عَلَى الرَّسُولِ مِنَ الْحَقِّ يَقُولُونَ رَبَّنَا آمَنَّا فَاكْتُبْنَا مَعَ الشَّاهِدِينَ. So the believers ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in other words, that Allah include them, Allah write them along with the shahideen, which are basically the anbiya and the a'imma alayhimu salatu wassalam. So antum shuhada udar al-fana wa shufa'a udar al-baqa. You are the shuhada of darul fana, that means this temporary world which is bound to be destroyed. Wa shufa'a'u darul baqa, and you are the ones who have the right of intercession in the house which is there forever, that means akhirat. So they are the shuhada of darul fana and the shufa'a of darul baqa. Before I come to the end of my speech, it is very important, brothers and sisters, to remember that basically the blindness in the dictionary of Quran is not of the eyes at all, because Quran has already said that فَإِنَّهَا لَا تَعْمَ الْأَبْصَارِ. It's not the eyes that become blind. فَإِنَّهَا لَا تَعْمَ الْأَبْصَارِ. The eyes don't get blind. وَلَكِنْ تَعْمَ الْقُلُوبِ. But the قُلُوب, the souls of the people become blind. وَلَكِنْ تَعْمَ الْقُلُوبُ الَّتِي فِي الصُّدُورِ. It's actually, the blindness is actually of the soul. The blindness is not of the eyes. If I become blind with my eyes, so what? I may have a little problem in living this material life in Alamul Madda, but if my iman and taqwa is protected, nothing to worry about. But if I have the eyes there, but I do not have the eyes of my qalb, then I don't have the iman and taqwa. Then after this 50 years, 60 years, 70 years of this life, when we step into the barzakh, then it's all zulmat forever. فَإِنَّهَا لَا تَعْمَ الْأَبْصَارُ وَلَكِنْ تَعْمَ الْقُلُوبُ الَّتِي فِي الصُّدُورِ. Yeah, those who have their eyes of the qalb intact, their behavior is always different. They can always tell you what is going to happen. I remember Ayatullah al-Ulma Sayyid Qazi Tabatabai rahmatullahi alayh, who is the ustad and teacher of Allama Tabatabai Sahibul Mizan. When Ayatullah al-Ulma Sayyid Qazi saw Imam Khomeini radwanullah alayh in Najaf during the days of exile, when he met with the Imam in the first time, he said to him, "You are going to do an Islamic revolution and Allah will make you mansoor and victorious. You have to rise against the Tawhut." Because they don't have the hijabat on their qalb. Because the urafa do not have the hijabat on their qalb. They can see their own soul. And they can tell what is going to happen. Whereas the, you know, those people who are drowned in their sins, their situation is such that no matter how much Quran you read, how many ayat of Quran you read in front of them, وَإِذَا قَرَأْتَ الْقُرْآنَ سُورَةُ الْإِسْرَاءِ verse 45, وَإِذَا قَرَأْتَ الْقُرْآنَ جَعَلْنَا بَيْنَكَ وَبَيْنَ الَّذِينَ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْآخِرَةِ حِجَابًا مَسْتُورًا. And when you read the Quran, we have put a curtain between you and them, a hidden curtain. Our fuqaha have mentioned that the curtain in the dictionary of Quran is the curtain of sins. The curtain of sins. Those people who have the curtain of sins, because they have their sins, they basically will be deprived. So one of the reasons, there are two reasons what our mufassireen and scholars have mentioned, why the qalb of a person becomes makhtoom and sealed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when the qalb and heart and soul of a person becomes makhtoom and sealed, our mufassireen say, nothing of the batil aqidah and the bat and the sifatun razila and the evil spiritual attributes and the bad a'mal and actions of a person, nothing comes out, nothing goes in. It's blocked two ways, two-way blockage, because of the khatm and seal from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Khatm Allahu ala qulubihim wa ala sam'ihim wa ala absarihim ghishawa. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts a khatm and seal over the qulub and souls of some people, nothing of batil comes out, nothing of haq goes in. It's a closed, spilled milk. It's a spilled milk, wastage of time, nothing is gonna happen. Nothing, no improvement. The guy already has reached a point of no return. Because there is a khatm from Allah, but Allah never provides the khatm in the beginning. Initially, he provides rahmat.
But some people do not heed to the warnings of Allah. One warning after another warning after another warning after another warning. They don't listen. They are worshipping dunya and the pleasures and amwal of this dunya. So because of the repeated ignoring of the warnings of Allah, a time arrives that the guy gets maktoum. His qalb becomes sealed.
So now we find, that's what our mufassireen have said, there are two reasons why the soul of a person becomes sealed. One is, hawa nafs. Anybody who is doing ibadat and worship of his desires. أَفَرَّأَيْتَ مَنِ اتَّخَذَ إِلَاهَهُ هَوَاهُ وَأَظَلَّهُ اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ عِلْمٍ وَخَتَمَ عَلَىٰ سَمْعِهِ وَقَلْبِهِ وَجَعَلَ عَلَىٰ بَصَرِهِ غِشَاوَهُ فَمَنْ يَهْدِيهِ مِنْ بَعْدِ اللَّهِ. Have you seen the person who has taken his desire as his Lord? Some people are worshipping their opinions, their desires. That's what they like, that's what they think is right. Worshipping their own opinions. أَفَرَأَيْتَ مَنِ اتَّخَذَ إِلَاهَهُ هَوَاهُ وَأَظَلَّهُ اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ عِلْمٍ. Allah knowingly misguides them. These people themselves ask for it. They are knowingly doing what they are doing. They have been warned already. So when this situation happens, somebody knowingly performs a sin and after continuous warnings does not listen, what happens is Quran says, خَتَمَ اللَّهُ خَتَمَ عَلَىٰ سَمْعِهِ. Allah seals his, in other words, his ears, his eyes, his listening power and his soul, and even on his eyesight there is a hijab, there is a curtain. So who can guide him? فَمَنْ يَهْدِيهِ مِنْ بَعْدِ اللَّهِ. Who can guide him after Allah? When Allah puts the khatm and seal, who is going to guide such a person? The person may be praying and fasting, doesn't matter. Umar ibn Sa'd was also praying and fasting. People of Kufa were also doing khiyana to Muslim ibn Aqil, but praying and fasting. Who cares about praying and fasting only without the walayat? Isn't that right? That kind of prayers which is void of walayat of Ahlul Bayt. That's the benefit of praying and fasting. So this is the first reason why some people get maktumul qalb. Their souls become sealed. The second reason what Mufassireen say is the sin. First is worshipping our desires. The second is our own sins. Look at the verse of Holy Quran, Surah Fussilat, verse number 5. وَقَالُوا قُلُوبُنَا فِي أَكِنَّةٍ مِمَّا تَدْعُونَنَا إِلَيْهِ. They said, our souls are under a cover from what you are inviting us towards. In other words, وَفِي آذَانِنَا وَقْرٌ, and there's a deafness on our ears. وَفِي آذَانِنَا وَقْرٌ وَمِن بَيْنِنَا وَبَيْنِكَ حِجَابٌ, and between us and you is a curtain. فَعْمَلْ إِنَّنَا عَامِلُونَ. Do, and we are going to do. Do, that means, in other words, do according to what your iman, your faith, do according to what you want to do, and we are going to do what we want to do. This is the situation of the people. In other words, so this is because of their own sins. And when a situation like this happens, that there is a hijab arriving, and this situation happens, there are some people, أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ لَعَنَهُمُ اللَّهُ فَأَصَمَّهُمْ وَأَعْمَ أَبْصَارَهُمْ. They are the ones whom Allah curses, they become mal'oon from Allah's behalf, and Allah makes them blind and makes them deaf. فَأَصَمَّهُمْ وَأَعْمَ أَبْصَارَهُمْ. Now no matter what you say, they're not going to listen, pay attention to you. They have their own policy. They won't listen. No matter what you show, they won't see. They're not ready to see that. Because of their sins. Unless they themselves stop doing their sins first. First things first. You cannot rewrite the Holy Quran. The principles are not going to bend. كَلَّا بَلْ رَانَ عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِمْ مَا كَانُوا يَكْسِبُونَ. This rain, dirt, filth, trash that comes on the qalb of some people. In the dictionary of Holy Quran, some people's qalb and soul becomes trashy. There's a garbage coming on their soul. There's a dirt coming on their soul. There's a trash coming on their soul.
Kalla bal rana. Rain means chirk. In Farsi, we say chirk. Gandagi. In Urdu, we say gandagi. Trashy. Some people's soul becomes trashy. Kalla bal rana ala kulubihim ma kanu yaksibun. Their actions make their soul trashy. Becomes this trash, chirk, dirt arriving on their soul. So our scholars say that the aqidah of batil, any batil belief, any bad spiritual attributes, any bad actions that we may perform, all these are the spiritual trash that comes over our soul. The rain, quote unquote, what Quran is talking about, kalla bal rana ala qulubihim. This rain and dirt means, our mufassirin say, any aqidah of batil, any batil belief that you may have, any bad spiritual attributes that you may have, and any bad actions and amal that you may perform is nothing but the trash of your soul. This is a dirt arriving on your own soul. So when a person came to Imam Ali alayhi salam and said, I am mahroom from Salatul Layl, Namaz-e-Shab. I don't have the tawfiq to say Salatul Layl, Namaz-e-Shab. Imam Ali alayhi salam said, Anta rajulun qad qayyadatka zunubuka. You are a person, your own sins have captured you. So your own sins are the reason why you don't end up having the tawfiq of saying Salatul Layl. No one else to blame, your own self. Allah is adil. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala وَمَا رَبُّكَ بِظَلَّامٍ لِلْعَبِيدٍ. Allah doesn't do no ظُلْم. So what Imam Ali Islam said was this much, that أَنْتَ رَجُلٌ قَدْ قَيِّدَتْكَ ذُنُوبُكَ. So when this situation happens to a person, that basically is worshipping of our own desires, and also doing the sins one after the other without doing tawbah, when this situation happens, a person ends up becoming makhtumul qalb. The soul is now sealed. Nothing of batil comes out and can be removed. Nothing of haq can penetrate and enter into the soul any further. Even if a person like Imam Hussain alayhi salam can come and do nasihat, it's not going to work any longer, because the person is makhtum. There is a seal from Allah now. He has so many sins already, which he didn't do tawbah himself. He asked for it. He doesn't want to, knowingly doing the haram. So Imam Hussain alayhi salam comes on the day of Ashura and delivers 3 sermons. Sometimes riding a camel. In Arabic culture, you don't fight riding a camel. Isn't that right? If you want to fight somebody, you have to be on your foot, or you are riding a horse. You never come riding a camel if you want to fight your own self. Camel is not meant for fighting. Imam Hussain alayhi salam sometimes came riding a camel, doing the nasihat to the ashqiya. And after Imam Hussain alayhi salam did his nasihat to the ashqiya, he said that I know my nasihat is not going to work for you, because قَدْ مُلِئَتْ بُتُونُكُمْ مِنَ الْحَرَامِ. Your stomachs are full of haram. So a person has already consumed so much haram. You know, مَنْ كَسَبَ مَالًا مِنْ غَيْرِ حِلِّهِ صَرَفَهُ فِي غَيْرِ حَقِّهِ. Whosoever earns money from what is haram for him, what is not allowed from him, he's bound to spend his money. He will be bound to spend their haram source money into where it doesn't deserve. That's the way it goes. You ask for it. We can never outsmart Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Lots of people have earned money from haram, and that's where, you know, you see what they are doing. That's the way it has to be like this, because of the haram source. The najasat of the qalb will take you towards najasat, and the taharat and taharat of the qalb will drag you towards the taharat. Al-jinsu yameelu ila jinsihi. Birds of a feather flock together. So Imam Hussain alayhi salam had the best of the ashab and companions gathered to support Sayyidu Shuhada alayhi salam. Because those people were ahlul tahara. They have the taharat of the qalb. They are the ones who, when they used to listen to the ayat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, tara ayunahum tafidhu min ad-dama', you see their eyes shedding tears.
Throughout the night, before the day of Ashura, you find the ashab of Imam Hussain alayhi salam,
they were awake. None of the ashab slept in the night before Ashura.
And they were doing their munajat and dua and buka and tilawat of Quran, doing munajat with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whereas on the other side, it was harams, ghina or lahav and la'ib and fasad, munkar going on the other side. Fahsha and munkar and fasad. And here it is amalun salih and taqwa and khushu'ul qalb and munajat with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Look at the comparison of haq and batil. So when we find Imam Hussain alayhi salam had said, ana qatilul abar, I am the qatil of tear. La yaskuruni mu'min illa sta'bara. That means no mu'min is going to recall me except that he will have tear in his eye. That's the way Imam Hussain alayhi salam. This is another sign of a mu'min. When a mu'min recalls Hussain ibn Ali, his eyes will have tears. This is the sign of a mu'min. Imam Hussain is qatilul abara, qatil ashq. You know, he had been so much, he had been tortured and teased so much. You know, how much he had been tortured. You know, it's not easy to tolerate your whole family being slaughtered in front of your eyes. It's not easy to tolerate your own children, 6-month-old baby, slaughtered in your own hands. It's not easy to tolerate your ashab slaughtered in front of your eyes. And it's not easy to find if the enemies are attacking the Ahlul Haram and the Harim and the Hurmat of Rasulullah is violated. It's not easy to tolerate. So we find that when Imam Hussain alayhi salam, arrived in the Maidan of Karbala on the 2nd of Muharram, Sayyid ibn Ta'us rahmatullah alayhi has narrated that Imam Hussain inquired from the people. The narrations have been narrated by different people, you know, there are different narrations. Some of the scholars have mentioned when Imam Hussain alayhi salam arrived and he asked the people, what is the name of this place? And they said, the name of the place is Ghadiriyya. And some of the people replied, the name of this place is Nainawa. And some of the people replied, the name of this place is Karbala. When Imam Hussain alayhi salam heard that answer, he said that, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-karb wal bala. Oh my Lord, I seek your refuge from the karb and bala, from the pain and bala. And then Imam Hussain alayhi salam, he said, wallahi hahuna mahattu rihalina. I swear to Allah, this is the place where we will settle our rihal, you know, we will settle down and put our khaymah and tents, in other words. And wa masfaku dima'ina, that's the place where our blood will be shed. Remember, Imam Hussain alayhi salam is seeing all those situations in front of his eyes, how the blood of all the shuhada and companions have been shed. And he actually showed all the companions in the night of Ashura. He showed all the companions their places in the paradise. And he actually turned off, extinguished the candle in the middle of the night and asked the people and said to his people that these people want to kill me. And I remove my walayat from your neck. If you want to leave, you can leave. But nobody left Imam Hussain alayhi salam. Nobody left Imam Hussain. And Imam Hussain alayhi salam showed them their positions and places in the paradise. So we find that wa masfaku dima'ina. And Imam Hussain alayhi salam said that this is the place where our family members will be made captives. You know, that in other words, the haram of Rasulullah, will be made captives by the ashqiyah. Remember when Imam Hussain alayhi salam was in the final moments,
and he was there, his badan, his body was there on the ground of Karbala. We find, you know, that he fell over the ground, over his face, but he raised his face. He was looking towards the Khiyam, because the enemies, or you know, Shimr, La'natullah alayhi, and his people were attacking the Khiyam of Ahlul Haram. So we find Imam Hussein alayhi salam addressed them, addressed those people who were attacking, that Ya Shi'ata ala Abi Sufyan, according to this narration, in lam yakun lakum deenun wa kuntum la takhafun al ma'ad fakunu ahraran fi dunyakum fa inna an-nisa laysa alayhinna junah uqatilukum wa tuqatiluni. You know, all the followers of Abu Sufyan, if you don't, you know, if you don't have any religion and you don't fear the day of judgment, then you know, at least be, you know, ahrar and don't attack the woman. So Imam Hussein alayhi salam fell several times over his face. You know, Ayatullah Sheikh Jafar, you know, has said that Imam Hussein fell down several times over his face because he could not stand, because of all the injuries that he had over his body. He cannot stand and, you know, straight. So he fell down over his face because he could not tolerate the enemies attacking the Ahlul Haram.
أنا لعنة الله على القوم الظالمين وسيعلم الذين ظلموا أي منقلب ينقلبون إنا لله وإنا إليه راجعون إلهي بحق الزهراء وأبيها وبعلها وبنيها والسر المستودع فيها اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين واخذل الكفار والمنافقين اللهم انصر من نسر الدين واخذل من خذل المسلمين اللهم انصر واحفظ وأيد علماءنا الربانيين ومراجعنا الربانيين لا سيما الولي الفقيه قاعد المسلمين اللهم انصر جيوش المسلمين وعساكر الموحدين اللهم فك عن الأسراء المسلمين اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى وعجل في فرج مولانا صاحب الزمان واجعلنا من أنصاره وأشياعه وأتباعه وأعوانه بجاه محمد وآله الطاهرين